T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Rahimi, Dan Bernstein with you today. Layla is off, and we are digesting the Bears hire of Ryan Poles, the 36-year-old longtime scout and Chiefs executive, is now in charge of Bears football, at least nominally, at least as they say. And one would think that now being in charge of Bears football means that one would hire the coach. However, I think it's vitally important that we hear the top of the organization in its own words. And that was George McCaskey. And this is George McCaskey on January 10th.
Our search team will consist of myself, Ted Phillips, former Bill Polian, our Vice President of Player Engagement, Soup Campbell, and our Senior Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Tanisha Wade. I expect that we will reach a consensus on both positions. Ultimately, though, the decision on the next general manager and head coach will be mine.
There it is. The decision on the next general manager and head coach will be mine, says George McCaskey. It is possible that changed, but I would like to know that it did. And the problem with some of these mass announcement press conferences is not getting the chances to get some of this information. And just to pull the curtain back a little bit, that it used to be when you had a full dais press conference, when you had four people there and with that little blue crepe ruffling on top of the folded table and the backdrop behind him, and you could have the formal press conference and people would be called on and maybe there'd be a follow-up question, the key would be immediately after. They'd shake hands and you get your photo ops. Boys, let's get some pictures. And you hear the clicking shutters. Then the breakout sessions. Then the sidebar stuff. Then they would come, they would literally take a couple of steps down off their folding chairs. And people could then say, George, can we get you over here in a corner, in the hallway? And that's when the follow-up questions get asked. That's when the news would start coming out. That's when you know we get the real stuff. That doesn't happen anymore. And it doesn't happen if it's either an intensely controlled press conference by PR, where if there are people in person there, they just shuffle them right out the door and into the hallway and they're gone. They don't let them mingle and do that like they used to, because it doesn't let them control message as well, especially when you have people who are noted for getting off message quickly and badly, like George McCaskey and Ted Phillips often do. That used to be where you would get the information. And on Zoom, they just, you're gone. It's over. Click. And you're back sitting in your underpants in your bedroom or wherever you were conducting all this stuff. So it would be really cool. And I know it's probably not going to happen, but it would be really cool if they could find 45 minutes for Ryan Poles himself and just go talk. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know, or I don't know yet. Those answers are okay because they're honest. And it doesn't you don't have to pretend to be something you're not. You don't have to offer some information or look like you're hiding information you don't have. You don't have to say, I'm jacked up, I'm excited, all this stuff. Go ahead and I would like to get to know him. And if nothing else, I think it's a small thing to ask to have someone in that role be comfortable in his own skin and just have that clear with the way he talks to you as a fan, the way he communicates with you as a fan. I think for that person to exude at least a comfort personally and professionally would be a nice thing, because it's been years since we've had that here. Just going into it with that kind of level of trust. But you just heard George McCaskey say it. Ultimately, the decision on both positions, general manager and head coach, George said, belongs to him.
Ultimately, though, the decision on the next general manager and head coach will be mine.
So remember that. Remember that after the fact, when whomever it is, whether it's Caldwell or Eberflus or Flores. And now that's that name has been said as a Terry name, I can't get it out of my head. I cannot say Eberflus, and it's not quite Merg Hilgenberger.
And now you want him to be the head coach more than you did before.
I kind of do, because it's fun to say Eberflus.
Now, is it required of Poles to state how far in he is with this job?
Whether all or partially?
Yes.
I hope not. We don't need to revisit any of that. And that's going to just give people hives and old allergic reactions if that happens. But I am open-minded. And I am hopeful, while I am also, I think, reasonably skeptical, because we've done this too long and too many times. And we will start with a Bob in Downers Grove. Hi, Bob. You're on the Score.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good, too. You know,
I didn't ask, but that's okay.
I'm kidding. What?
Nothing. I'm just being an ass.
I know. Anyway, my question goes towards the organization of the Bears, because I still don't quite understand it. So they hired Ryan Poles, and he is supposedly the football guy who knows all of the players and everything. But who is the individual that signs the contracts and negotiates the contracts? Because inevitably, I think he's the most important person in deciding the roster of the team. Because I can say, you know, I want the best players everywhere, and he's going to come back and say, we can't afford it. So who is that guy on the Bears? It's not Ryan Poles, I don't think.
Well, every team's got a cat. Every team has an accountant. No, it's not Ted Phillips. Every team has a football side accountant who handles the minutiae of the cap. That's really
not really minutiae.
It is.
That's
almost a perfunctory role right now, where it will be Ryan Poles' decision how they allocate their cap money based on their roster, their positions, their scheme, the years, and it's absolutely Ryan Poles'
job.
Nobody's
going to come back and say that you can't have this guy, that guy, this guy, because we can't afford him. I mean, that's kind of the only thing I'm thinking about.
It's not a cartoon. It doesn't quite work like that. There is an overall awareness and understanding of how the cap works from the highest perspective. But if it comes down to actual little line items and boxes that need to be checked, and the Bears have a history of not checking boxes. The Bears have a history of missing on some of those things. Jerry Angelo, was it Warwick Holdman? They lost a restricted free agent because they literally didn't check a box. That isn't my concern right now. The teams have people to make sure that the general manager knows how much money he or she has to spend. So on my list of worries and concerns, that would not be present. If it's on yours, I can't speak to that. In Peoria, it's Steve on the Score.
Hey, Dan, and you were talking about the new GM and that, and I'm thinking that this is a marriage between two people, and I'm thinking when I got married or when a person gets married, you don't take the other spouse that has already been married because she has experience in marriage or life or that. You take someone that you grow with. Why can't the Bears do that? You've got two young people that grow into their jobs.
Yeah, let's not go too far with the marriage metaphor there. Right? I think that's straining things a bit. When we use that term regarding Pace and Fox or any professional relationship, I certainly don't think it's expected to be taken that literally. There is experience on the job. It matters in the eyes of some. Certain experiences are more important than others. What it comes down to is who wields the power. And while I don't even want to bother with the marriage metaphor, because I think that's just a waste of everybody's time here.
Oh, I do. I think that could be fun and get us in trouble.
For yourself. Well, get me in trouble too. Make no mistake.
Oh yeah.
But that kind of life partnership is a loving life partnership is different than two people trying to arrange others in the right shape to smash into each
is
other
it closer
and win
to
a Super
teammateship?
Bowl. To teammate ship. Yes, that was the Phil Emery word, I believe.
That was kind of good advice. Don't look for, or was it look for the spouse that already had a previous marriage?
No, you
want to avoid that.
There are marriage metrics.
Right.
You don't want to marry someone whose parents are divorced.
Interesting.
Because they are absolutely objectively more likely to be divorced.
Dan, why are you taking the fun out of marriage with metrics?
I explained this when I got married. I explained this on these airwaves in 1999, and everybody made fun of me then. But there are marriage metrics, and when I started dating people and knowing that it was somebody whose parents had been together for however many years, now what, 56 years or whatever, that matters because of the example that it provides. But in this case, it is much more complicated when it comes to the business of moving a ball down the field and then having a parade where you hold a trophy and people throw confetti at you. I didn't know that they do that for a successful marriage. Is there like a championship parade for something like that? It'd be nice. I don't know. Certainly not there yet. Northside, Willie, you're on Sports Radio 670.
How you doing?
Okay.
I want to talk about why I think how they did this hiring process, particularly from a diversity standpoint, is a tremendous example for other organizations. What they didn't do this time was to have a sole person of color by themselves. So they went out and laid some groundwork, and he didn't pull it off perfectly.
Who?
They went out and they got some other people of color in the room. That's helpful, and that's a mistake other places make. They only have one woman, one person of color, one person of ethnic group, and that person becomes the sole voice. So he gave us two people first of color. And then he laid out a process where he laid out a whole bunch of people that he was going to interview. So we can't complain about that.
Well, he really didn't. They never laid out anybody they were going to interview. They didn't say a name.
Right. But we got leaks. But at least they have what looks like a diversity foundation. And well, people like me, diversity trainers, can't complain about it.
Well,
it looks like they've done some things right.
Correct. But our hope, Willie, is that it was real and that it wasn't eyewash. That it wasn't just, hey, look, here's this person with this title. Here's this person with this title. And then they use them as shields or indemnification for whatever their process was. I want to think like you think that it was done for the right way, for the right reasons, and that did allow them to have new and better perspective about the best possible hire for their organization. And if it's on a day when we're allowing ourselves to feel hopeful, I want that to be the case. I also do know that there are organizations that just want to trot people out there for window dressing to make you think everything's done the right way when it's not being done the right way. But if you feel they deserve the benefit of the doubt, I think that is absolutely fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.